Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Gerard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Gerard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard or call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. And now, here's your host, Gregory Gerard.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? Happy New Year to you. And I know we are 4 days into the year, so I'm hoping everybody is handling their New Year's resolutions properly and they're getting along with their family, their friends, and their neighbors. Because this is a new year. This is 2019. And in Las Vegas, it's a great place to be. So the weather right now is nice and cool. It's about 50 degrees during the daytime, and at night it gets down to about 35 degrees. So it gets kind of cool at night. But during the day, it's beautiful outside. I happened to go out to a meeting this morning, and I was very comfortable. I had a sweatshirt on, and I had a sweat jacket on, so I was dressed properly for the weather, but I didn't have in multiple shirts, and I didn't have multiple jackets on, so I was very comfortable. It was sunny and bright, and I even felt the wind, the sun, from the heat from the sun. So it was a good day. This morning was really good. And they say that later on this afternoon, it's going to get a little warmer. It's going to be a total of about 55 degrees is supposed to be the high for today. So everybody in Las Vegas, enjoy the weather, because the weather during the daytime is beautiful. Now at night, I can't tell you what it's going to be like, except I know it's going to get cold, and it's starting to edge down to that cold winter weather. Yes, it's getting ready to get cold, but right now, the daytime is beautiful, so if you relax and enjoy your days, then at night you can go inside and sit down by the fireplace and go inside and see a show at the casino, or go inside and sit down and gamble and enjoy yourself. Have some drinks, sit back and eat some food, and relax. Because this is Las Vegas, the entertainment capital of the world. That's right. So enjoy your time here. As I am G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I will be on the radio for the last time this week. And today we dedicate our show to talking about the homeless situation in Las Vegas. And so I want to start off my show by, let's play a PSA where the homeless people can get food to eat today. DJ Papa D, can you play that PSA for us, please? I'd like to give a list of all of the places homeless people can go to eat. From 5 till 7, you can go to Catholic Charities, and that's on the corner of Owens and Main Street, and they serve coffee and donuts in the morning. And from 9 o'clock, you can get in line to go into the dining hall at Catholic Charities, and they serve food from 9 till 11 o'clock, and that's at Catholic Charities. And then they have a day camp that's located on Foremaster and between Las Vegas Boulevard and Main Street. And they offer several different kind of services. But they have bathrooms and showers and certain city services at that location. And then Salvation Army has a dining hall that serves food from 2 o'clock till 4 o'clock. And you can line up at the dining hall at 1 o'clock and get in line to eat. And that's at Salvation Army. And then at 4 o'clock, you can go to the Rescue Mission, which is on the corner of Bonanza and Grandy. And at 5 o'clock, they start serving dinner from 5 o'clock to 7 o'clock. Now, also on the corner of Grandy, there's a medical center. So share that with anybody you know that's homeless so that they can get food and they can get medical attention and they can get services from the city. Yeah, Las Vegas, it's a beautiful day in Las Vegas, and we want everybody around the world to know that it's a beautiful day in Vegas. And if you're not here, you should be, because during the daytime, the weather's beautiful, right now anyway, and in the evening is when it gets cold, so I want to let all the homeless people know, or anybody that you know that's homeless, I want to let them know where they can go and get food and get clothes to wear so they can get adjusted to the cold weather. They can get their wardrobe together. So from C Street on the east side to H Street on the west side, from Washington Avenue on the south side, to Harris Avenue on the north side. Between those four streets, they call it Church Row. And you can go in those areas, and you can go down Adams, you can go down Jefferson, you can go down Monroe, you can go to Washington, and you can go to all of those streets that I named that have churches on those streets, and they have like about 10 churches in that area that I just outlined. And on Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday, from 6 to 8 o'clock in the morning, you can go to the churches and get food from 6 to 8 in the morning, and you can get clothes to wear from 6 to 8 in the morning. And that's on Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday. And if you get there early, tell them G-Money sent you, because I'm sending everybody down to get clothes for the winter so you can get clothes to wear when the weather gets cold. At least you'll have a couple of jackets, you'll get some thick sweaters, and you can get a couple of pair of pants, and maybe get 3 or 4 pair of socks. Yes, that'll help you get through the winter. And I'm telling you, it's going to get cold. So if you listen to what G Money tells you, I'm telling you to get garbed up. That's right. Get your clothing together and get ready for the winter. Now, also, you can go to a thrift store that's sponsored by the Lutheran Church. And the Lutheran Church is located on St. Louis and 6th Street, just down the street from the Stratosphere Casino. And the thrift store is called Marty's Mart. And it's located at 1219 South Main Street. And that's on the corner of Rancho and Main Street. So you can find Marty's Mart, and you can go in there, and they got all kind of clothes, and they have housewares, and they have, I'm sure they got blankets, and they may even have some sleeping bags, because I told them to put in an order for some sleeping wear. So my homeless friends can go and get blankets and get sleeping bags to prepare for the winter weather. So if you go there, tell them G Money sent you down, and you go in there and get what you need so that you can make it through the winter, and you can be warm and you can be comfortable, because it's cold out there on the street. And I'm telling you, because I know. I was there, and I know it gets cold. Get yourself together. Go in and do that. And also, if you're by any apartment complexes, I'm telling you, go into the dumpsters and look in the dumpsters for blankets, because a lot of people that move out of their apartments, whether they moved out because they found a different apartment or they moved out because they couldn't pay the rent, a lot of them, when they move out, they leave a lot of stuff behind in the apartments. And when the maintenance people go through and they clean out the apartments, they throw everything away. They throw clothes away. They throw blankets away. They throw shoes. They throw jackets. All that stuff gets thrown in the dumpster. So if you go to an apartment complex, go through the dumpsters and see if you can find some blankets or some socks, or some sweaters, or some pants. All of that stuff is available in the dumpsters. All you have to do is look through the dumpsters. Now, I understand that the stuff you get out the dumpsters might be a little smelly, so you may have to shake them out real good to get all of the dirt off of them, or the old food that has been thrown on top of them. But you shake it off, and then you can fold them up, and you can lay on those blankets, and they'll keep you warm, even though they may be a little smelly. But you can always take them to the laundromat and put them in the washing machine, and you can wash them. And as long as they don't have any holes in them, you'll have a brand new blanket that you can snuggle up under, and or you can lay on top of. And if you put a piece of cardboard down on the concrete and then put a blanket down on top of the cardboard, then lay on the blanket, it'll just be like laying on a mattress. It'll be warm and it would be comfortable. And I'm telling you this as a tip from a homeless person to another homeless person, because these are the things that you have to do to survive on the streets in Las Vegas. I'm telling you because I was there, and I know what you're going through. So listen to me as I talk to you. I'm telling you, friend to friend, homeless person to homeless person, I'm looking after you, and I'm telling you the best way to survive on the street. And the second thing you need to do is get you a buddy. If you're a guy, find you a girl to hook up with, to warm up your bed with you, or at least your sleeping quarters. And maybe you can find a friend that has an apartment that'll let you sleep on their floor. Because being inside is always better than being on the outside. So think about that as we do this show today. Think about the things that I'm telling you. Okay, it's time for a commercial break on our radio show. So DJ Papa D, play a song and then drop the commercial spot. And we'll be back in a minute. Thank you.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G-Money, and I want to say I was talking to the homeless people and telling them how they can warm up for the winter in Las Vegas. They can go into the dumpsters around apartment complexes, and they can look and see if they can find clothes and if they can find blankets for them to sleep on and sleep under, because they always have blankets in the trash cans. So if they look in the trash cans, they can find blankets there so that they can have some comfort when they're laying down on those concrete boxes, on the boxes on the concrete ground. So if they do that, they can survive the winter. And if they get some extra clothes, they can put two pair of pants on, put two jackets on, put three pair of socks on, and they can survive the winter. Now, right now, it's 55 degrees outside, so the sun is really comfortable. But it's later on in the day, nighttime, is when the weather gets cold, and it'll be about 35 degrees. They say tonight they are going to be cold, around 35 degrees, and 32 degrees is freezing. So anything after that is cold weather. So I'm telling you, if you go in the dumpsters around the apartment complexes, you can find blankets that have been thrown out from the apartments when people move out of the apartment. They can find blankets to wear. And you may be able to get some clothes, some jackets, some pants, some shirts. You can even get socks. And you might even get a couple of pair of shoes if you look in the dumpsters. So that's one hint I'm telling homeless people to do so that you can stay warm and comfortable during the winter weather. And also, if you are really nice and you can get a girl to let you sleep in her house, you might be able to sleep on the floor in her living room or sleep on the sofa in her living room. Or if you're a man and you have a place and you want to let some people come in and stay on your in your living facility, you can do it like that. So all you got to do is make some friends if you're homeless, and that way you can get invited to stay inside. And instead of being outside in the cold weather in the middle of the winter, because in Las Vegas, it gets cold during the winter time. And I'm telling you that from a fact, because I was homeless for 6 years, and I know what it's like to live out on the street. But because I survived it, now I'm on the radio telling you how to survive the cold and the winter weather. So that's my advice to you. And DJ Papa D, maybe we can play another song, or maybe you can play a comedy drop from my new comedy album that came out in January this month. And I haven't given the website for them to be able to pull up the comedy album, but maybe we can listen to an excerpt from the comedy album. So play something for our listeners to let them see what they can look forward to getting to. When I was in college, I had a couple of roommates that were from San Francisco, and I was hanging out in San Francisco, and I went down the street walking, and these girls were waving at me and smiling at me, and I went back to my buddy's house, and I said, "Ice, man, I was walking down the street from your house, and there was some girls waving at me." He said, "Those weren't girls waving at you." And I said, "What? Are you serious?" He said, "Well, let's take a walk." And we walked out of the house and walked down Polk Street. And I saw these group of girls over at the side. And they looked at us and started waving at us and saying, "Hey, come here." And my buddy's like, "No, we're not going over there." And I'm like, "Why not? The girls are calling us." He said, "Nope, they're not all girls." And I looked, and I said, "They all got dresses on." And he said, "That doesn't mean nothing. We're on Polk Street. Polk Street don't have girls on Polk Street." And I said, "What do you mean?" He said, "Well, let's go over there and look." And he said, "Look at their neck." And I said, "Look at their neck. What do you mean?" And I looked, and they said, "The ones with the knot in their neck are not women." And I was like, "What?" And I said, "But they got dresses on." And I said, "Oh, my God." And I was like checking them out. Well, I was walking down the street, and girls would be waving at me. And I go, "Oh, you ain't no woman. Don't be waving at me." And I walk off. And I was so shocked. I was like, "Oh, that's how you tell a man from a woman. Except you can go up there and grab them in their nuts. And if you get a handful of dick, you know it's a man. But you might just stop." Thank you. the organization means. M-E-A-N-S. We need all of the stores and restaurants that are donating food or have food to donate to the homeless agencies or to low-income agencies. They need to contact me. Go on the internet and find the website and find the database for MEANS and register your store or your restaurant. And if you have food that you want to give to homeless people or to low-income people, then register with MEANS and register with their database on the internet so that they can make arrangements to pick up the food that you have to distribute. And if you're a charity and you're interested in receiving food because you want to give food to low income or to the homeless, then you need to contact MEANS and register with their database and let them know that you want to receive food because you have people that you want to give the food to. So go on the internet, pull up MEANS, M-E-A-N-S, and pull up their database and register your charities to the database so that the food that is available to be given away, you'll be able to receive some of that food. And you can use it for the homeless or low-income people or however you want to distribute the food. It will be available to you.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yes, Las Vegas and everybody around the world. I'm talking to the homeless people today, giving them some ideas of how they can adjust their lives so that they can live warm during the wintertime. I'm trying to give them ideas and suggestions, which I used when I was homeless on the streets of Las Vegas. I'm trying to help them live a better life and to make some friends in the meantime. Because if they make some friends, then one person can get an apartment and the rest of them can live on the living room floor. That's how we did it. We were a group living together with one person paying the rent and the rest of the people were just sleeping on the floor. That was how we survived the winter. And each year we had a different house to move into and we slept on the floor. And we figured out how we were going to eat after we had a place inside to sleep on. So that was how we made it through the winters every year. For 6 years, that's how I did it. So it was a matter of just trying to stay ahead of the cold. And we did all kind of things to do that. And since I had a homeless camp, we put a whole bunch of cardboard boxes together, and we put blankets in the boxes, and then we had everybody sleeping right next to each other. So the body heat kept everybody warm throughout the winter time. And we had a camp with about 60 boxes. So we had 60 residents in my homeless camp, and they all worked together to stay warm during the winter. And when it rained outside, well, I don't know what to tell them, because if they were in a cardboard box, their box got rained on, and everything in the box was wet because the ground was wet. But I was inside. I was either had a girlfriend that had an apartment, or I was in my camping tent, and I had plastic over the roof of my tent, so the inside of my tent didn't get wet. But the floor of my tent got wet, but I was sitting on shopping carts. And so I was 4 feet off the ground. I had my mattress on the top of the shopping cart, which kept me on top of the water as the flood came in, and it flooded the inside of my tent. But fortunately, my mattress was sitting up on top of the shopping cart, so I wasn't in the water. I was above the water, and when I woke up in the morning and looked outside my tent, and it looked like I was laying in the ocean. I was in the middle of a lake, and I said, oh, well, I guess today I'm not going anywhere, because I'm not going to walk through all of this water to get outside to do nothing anyway. So I just stayed in my mattress. And I stayed wrapped up in my blankets and in my sleeping bag, and that's where I stayed. And sometimes it was 2 or 3 days before the water went down to where I could walk on the mud and walk around and get out of the area that I was in. But it wasn't until the water receded that I was able to get up and move around. So before then, I was just laying in my camping tent, laying on my mattress 4 feet off the ground. And I prepared for the weather, so I was secure in where I was. So that's why I'm telling you, if you're homeless, you got to get yourself together. You got to prepare for the weather, because it will get cold, and it will be 15, 18 degrees this winter, and that's for sure. And it will rain. In fact, they say that it may rain this weekend. So it may rain tomorrow, which is Saturday, or it may rain on Sunday, and it may rain next Monday. So you got to prepare for what you're going to do when it rains, because if you're outside on the ground, well, I can't tell you what's going to happen, except you're going to get wet. So you got to get yourself together. You got to come up with a plan B so that you don't get wet. And all your clothes and stuff, you got to be able to put them in a plastic bag and put them up on the fence or something so they don't get rained on. I'm just telling you, you got to prepare for the weather, and it's getting ready to be a cold, cold winter. So prepare. All right, DJ Papa D, how about playing a song? Or playing a public service announcement or something. Yeah. Let's listen to some beats.
It was a winter night in Madrid. As a young man walked over an avenue called Serrano.
I'm Gregory Gerard. Big Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I want to put together a promotion team. That's right. I'm looking for people to assist me in putting on concerts in Las Vegas. I'm also looking for people to assist me putting on fundraisers for the homeless. And I'm looking for people to help me advertise on social media, help me advertise my radio show and other activities that we'll be involved in Las Vegas. And I'm also interested in having people assist me to guest appearances when I appear in public at social events. Yes, if you're interested in being a member of the promotion team, call 323-870-4366. And you can leave your name and your phone number with my engineer, and he will make sure I get the message, and I will interview you for the position of being a member of my promotion team. If you want to work in Vegas in entertainment, this is the best place to start.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? I think it's almost time for me to end my radio show for the day. I think it's about that time. What do you say, Papa D? Is it close to closing time?
Yeah, you got about 8 minutes before the show's over. So yeah, we have just enough time to give some shout outs, say goodbye, talk about some of upcoming events, things like that.
Oh, okay. Well, how about the billboard? Do we have any activities that are going on this weekend? Since tomorrow is Saturday and Sunday, something should be happening in the community. What do you say? Have you?
Yeah, there's there are a few things going on in Las Vegas. Today, tomorrow, and Sunday, and we've mentioned this before, the Three Square Holiday Food Drive is still going on, and it's actually going on for the next couple of weeks, I think. And it's hosted by the Cactus Lodge, which is at 4660 West Cactus Avenue. And it starts it's all day, I guess, today, tomorrow, and Sunday. And again, those are just this weekend's days, but it goes for another
week or
so. All the
way to the 22nd of the month, the 22nd of January, I think is what
you said. Yeah, it's
going to
go.
Boy.
Yeah, actually, I'm looking on my. It looks like, okay, I may have said that before, but it looks like it's okay.
Okay.
That's to the 14th. So it's the Three Square Holiday Food Drive, and it's hosted by the Cactus Lodge, and, you know, check them out for more information. Let's see, what else today? There's one other thing today. No, I didn't see anything else today. Tomorrow. The Valley Vegas Church is once again hosting their food giveaway from 9:30 a.m. until 11 a.m. and it's part of the Emergency Food Assistance Program. And Valley Vegas Church is at 4500 West Sahara Avenue.
Okay. And that's Valley Church. Okay, Valley Vegas Church.
Valley Vegas Church, right. Also tomorrow, and this isn't necessarily about homelessness, but the Safe Nest, which is a organization that supports women who are victims of domestic violence, or people actually who are victims of domestic violence, they're having a volunteer orientation. So if you've always been interested in, so if any of the listeners have always been interested in supporting an organization that's helping women, I think a lot of women can become homeless because they're experiencing domestic violence in their home and they just have to leave, but they have nowhere to go. So it's a good program. So if for people who've been interested in supporting that effort, they can contact Safe Nest, and they're located at 3900 Meadow Lane. And that orientation is tomorrow morning from 10 a.m. to 11:30.
Okay.
Let's see.
And they also have the Shade Tree, which is located on the corner of Owens and Main Street. It's across the street from Catholic Charities. And that's a woman's shelter for women and children that are suffering from abuse in the home. So they can go there to get away from the abuse that's going on in their houses.
Mm-hmm.
And that's at the
okay.
corner of Owens and Main Street. It's across the street from Catholic Charities. Okay.
All right.
It was just something I thought I'd throw in there.
Yeah. Let's see. What else do we have? An organization called Direct to Vets is sponsoring, I guess they do this every Sunday, but it's new donations package launch for homeless veterans. And so every Sunday, they donate to homeless veterans. They go to Tent City, and they bring packages of stuff that, you know, homeless people need. And so they're there. They're going to be there tomorrow from 1 to 3 p.m.
Okay. And you said Tent City, but actually
Tent
that's
City.
The campground now. Because they moved Tent City from Foremaster to behind Catholic Charities right now. And they call it the City Camp is now where Tent City used to be.
All right. And last but not least, the rescue mission at 480 West Bonanza Road is having their rescue mission outreach on January 6th, which is Sunday, from 4:30 to 7:30. And that's that's also hosted by the Valley Vegas Church. And they're just serving at the rescue mission. So that's another thing that's happening on Sunday.
Oh, okay.
And that's it.
They must have some new space available where they're trying to get more people to move into their lodges because they host a lot of homeless people. So they must have gotten some space. Some people might have moved in, moved out. So
yeah.
That's good.
Okay.
All right. Any
so
word
that's it.
On hydrating the homeless?
They don't have an upcoming event anytime soon.
Okay.
So I'm sure they'll be back out there. People need water every day, obviously, but during the summer months when it's really hot out is when I think the biggest impact is made. So.
Right. Okay. Well, I guess that's about time for us to wrap up the show. We've run out of time. So I want to thank all the listeners for listening in. And I want to give a shout out to my brothers from Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, who's having a reunion in Las Vegas within the next month or so. They called me and told me that they're bringing our college, UC Davis, the chapter that I founded when I was in college. They're coming to Las Vegas for a reunion. And I want to say what's up to my brothers. So when they come to town, hopefully I can get them on the radio to say a little something to everybody about how cool I am. But anyway, all right.
Well, one of your frat brothers actually had a birthday on January 2nd, Anthony Lennon. So,
Anthony,
big shout out
Lennon.
To him.
Okay.
Happy birthday.
A shout
Anthony.
Out to Anthony Lennon. All right. January 2nd, huh?
Yeah.
All right. Chazzy Wazzy. Big brother lifesaver. Yeah. He had a birthday. But that's good. I'm glad to hear it. Hopefully, I'll see him when they come to Vegas in a month or so. So I'm looking forward to that big time. All right. Well, thank you, everybody, for listening to our show. Thank you, DJ Papa D, for your information and your help. And now we got Saturday and Sunday football games coming up. So we need to pay attention to the playoffs this weekend to see who's going to qualify to go to the Super Bowl. All right, this is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm out of here. Talk to you on Monday. See you later, alligator. After a while, crocodile.
Thank you for joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at bigmouthgvg@juno.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at bigmouthgvg@juno.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at bigmouthgvg@juno.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.